Sweet soul music with tight vocal harmony and soaring falsetto was at the peak of popularity during the 70s and early 80s. This was also the case for the group Bloodstone, a Kansas City born and bred R&B group. After being discovered by an English producer, Bloodstone performed with Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, and Elton John, among others. Serving up a rich mix of gospel, doo-wop, and funk, Bloodstone went on to produce a number of R&B hits, including a gold record for the 1973 single, Natural High. I recently caught up with an original group member, Charles Love, now Reverend Charles Love, to talk about the group. He says that before moving to L.A. and changing their name, Bloodstone was a singing group of classmates at Central High in the early 60s. They performed at talent shows and called themselves the Sincers.
We were doing a show. There we were called the Sincers. And they said, boys and girls, the Sincers, right? And the act that was on before us, the guy had a pocket comb in his pocket, and it slipped out on the floor. And it was a hardwood floor, and it was on the floor. So when they introduced us to come out, Harry, the lead singer, steps on this comb. His feet goes up in the air, and he falls flat, and he tries to adjust himself, and he turns and falls flat on his head. And this great big knot, this great big hickey, is growing, actually, and the show is going on, right? We played it off like it was a part of the act. This great big knot is growing on his forehead right in front of me as I'm standing there. We're singing in the microphone, you know, woo. And I'm looking at him, and this knot is expanding on his head. It's growing on his head. We laughed about it afterwards when we got backstage. It was so funny.
So what was your first big break? Because I know you had a number of songs out, and then, of course, when Natural High hit, that was a big highlight. But what was your first big break?
It was in London. We were on the show with Al Green, and our Curtis Mayfield was one of those shows. It was we did 1 week with Al Green and the other week with Curtis Mayfield. And the record companies of Europe, Polydor, Decca Records, and some others that were big record companies in Europe, came to see Al Green and Curtis Mayfield those two nights, and we were on spot on. And they said, now that's what they said, that's not what I'm saying, they said that we were better than Al Green and that we were better than Curtis Mayfield. That's what the critics said.
That's a tall order.
They said that the upstarts, these upstarts, this unknown group called Bloodstone, stole the night, stole the evening. And from that, we got our first contract with Decca Records. So that was our first big break.
So was that when Natural High, the album, came about? Came later?
Natural High came later. We had an album and a CD before then. Well, an album before then, and it was just simply called Bloodstone. And Natural High was the second album, actually.
Now, were you surprised at the popularity when Natural High hit that it got such a response?
Yes. As a matter of fact, none of us really believed in the song. Maybe Charles did. The writer, Charles McCormick, he might have believed in it. Well, he wrote it. I guess he did. We were going, nah, it's too this, and it's too mushy this, and it's too that. And we found all kind of things to say. Shortly after the recording, we take off for Europe. When we get back from Europe, the song is on the radio, and it's going crazy on the charts, right? So I can truly say that that was a feeling and something that you, when you hear yourself on the radio for the first time, you know, and people saying positive things about it. I mean, while we were jumping around celebrating, I mean, you know, oh, wow. You know, listen, we're on the radio, man. Look, that's us. I think we were down south somewhere, too, when we first heard it on the radio.
And you didn't even think it was going to be a hit.
Right, right. And we had just got back from Europe.
Now, you know, you had a song, Outside Woman. And that was about the third woman out in her love triangle.
Sometimes it seems a million years between our little get-togethers. Oh, yeah. But I know that you know that I know that you think.
What inspired that song? Who wrote that song?
Well, Harry and I, Harry Williams and myself, we wrote The Outside Woman. It was inspired not by something we were going through, but by something that we had... I initiated this song. Harry filled in, and of course he sang it. It was something that I had ran into a number of times while in my travels, and I've experienced it as well, but basically. And there were a lot of women who were the outside woman. A lot of married men had outside interests, shall we say, you know? And these women were lonely. They were heartbroken, and they were vexed. And they had a lot of problems, and my sentiment, my heart just went out to them. So I wrote this song. Harry and I wrote this song, "'Cause You're the Outside Woman, Don't Feel Bad. I lay next to another woman, but I call your name." You know, okay.
But yeah, that song received quite a bit of attention.
It certainly did, as a matter of fact. I got a lot of problems, a lot of trouble about that, especially from the church.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, because it is an adulterous affair, isn't it? The outside woman, it suggests a woman outside of a marriage, outside of something that is sanctioned by God, and here comes this outside woman, this adulterous affair, vixen.
So you've always been involved in the church pretty heavily.
Well, we all have. We all came from church people. Charles McCormick, and more so than the rest of us, I believe, because his father was a minister. And as you can see now, I'm involved in the ministry. But anyway, it wasn't the focal point of our actions, but we always had a spiritual grounding there. There was just, we were wild and crazy, but there were just some things that we just wouldn't get involved with.
Now then you have the song, "We Go a Long Way Back."
And I'm so proud, you and me.
Again, I had the pleasure of writing that song. I was living in, I tell this story. I want to whisper this, right? But it's going to be on the radio, you know. I was living in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact. We had just signed with Motown. And I got a nice little check from Motown, and I was moved to Lower Beverly Hills. Tipping in tall cotton, as they say. Oh, I thought I was hot stuff, right? Well, anyway, things didn't work out so well with Motown and Barry Gordy. So now I've got this expensive place, and I'm about to get evicted. So I'm with this lady. We had been together for a long time. We went through things. And I wrote this song, "We Go a Long Way Back." You and me, girl, we go a long way back, and I'm so proud and so pleased with you. And you stuck on in there with me, and I stuck on in there with you, and you see what we made it through it all, and yada, yada, yada. But that's what inspired the song, a young lady that I was with.
And turned out to be a hit.
Turned out to be a hit. How about that? Well, what the Isley Brothers heard it, what happened was, the Isley Brothers heard this song, and they thought that they heard a tape, a little demo, the demo tape that I had, and they thought it was worth going in the studio and making a major production out of it, and that's what we did, and it did turn out to be a hit.
Now, that's Harry's falsetto.
That's Harry's, and well, Charles McCormick is the falsetto singer. He sings false as well, but Harry sings the real, real high false, the one that that gets a lot of attention, and especially that loud, bodacious scream.
At the end of the song, toward the end of the song.
Yes, that's Harry. That's Harry. Long, 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 long.
That's a jam.
That's a jam. Yeah, that's the jam, and that's him. That's Harry.
Well, Reverend Charles Love, thank you so much for being on Casey Currents with me today.
Well, you're welcome. You're certainly welcome, Susan. Thank you so much for having me over.
Bloodstone slowed down a bit in the mid-80s, but they've never stopped performing. They'll perform next in Kansas City on June 28th at Crown Center. A new CD entitled Fly Away will be released this summer.
We close this week's show with another Bloodstone hit from 1973. This is Never Let You Go.
My mind has been blown to bits. I was just about to call it quits. An everyday problem, I didn't stand a prayer. And you came along, and hope was there. There had been times when I thought that I could tune right up and break down and cry. You gave me your hand, you made me stand. You said be a man. Yes, I know you can. And each and every day.
We thank you for tuning in to Casey Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the Casey Currents page at kcur.org.
Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at Casey Currents.
Casey Currents is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross with associate producer Alex Smith. Our interns are Monica Sandretsky and Ryan Schisler. Theme music is by Approach, and I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith.